You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
How did you feel about it? How did you feel about them going that direction instead of traditional extra innings format that we have known to see in baseball, or doing what Butt Selig did that one time and just ended it in a tie? How did you feel about what you saw? I do want to say it happened, Clint.
What's that?
Last night, none of the Astros played, but none of the Astros were booed either. Huh?
So I was right.
It finally happened
in
Atlanta.
Finally come to an end. The booing stuff has finally stopped.
I don't know if they were distracted by the music that was being played. I don't know. Woo! But the Astros were all introduced, and we said it yesterday. None of these jokers were anywhere close to the Astros. None of them in 2017. Not a one of them. One was in Maine. One was in Arizona. One was in Michigan.
And you'd never guess the one that was in Maine.
No, you wouldn't. Yes, he would have been the final. Well, I would pick him over Isak Paredes. But anyway, none of them were close to it. This was last night at the All-Star game when the Astros were introduced.
The Houston Astros shortstop Jeremy Peña, pitcher Hunter Brown, and pitcher Josh Hader.
I don't know if they were distracted by the music, yeah. But I'm glad. I hope it's over. I don't think it is. I think if Altuve were out there, he would have got booed. But I hope it's over, because it used to be, Clint, anytime the Houston Astros name was mentioned, it was just booed. They said it happened at the draft. I hope it's over after yesterday.
Yeah, look, I think it depends on where they're at. I think when you look at Atlanta, there's a lot going on in those stadiums. They got, like you said, there was some good music being played.
There's parties being had.
I look at places like Atlanta. I look at places like New Orleans. There's just certain places where there's enough going on where we ain't got a whole hell of a lot of time to be booing somebody for something that happened 15 years ago, 10 years ago.
I would go to the All-Star game in New Orleans, by the way.
You what?
I would go to the All-Star game in New Orleans, by the way, if they had.
Well, if they had a team, I guess it'd be all right.
I think they should just build a stadium just to have it.
Just to host events.
Just host it.
Yeah, I think obviously the division opponents are going to boo. I think New York would boo. But that's in their DNA. That's who they are. Is that kind of fan?
I got a message for those Yankees.
It doesn't surprise me that Atlanta didn't fall for it and didn't continue the trend, if you will.
Yeah. No, I was glad to see it and hear, like, hey, those guys didn't have anything to do with it, and they got the same treatment that everybody else did. Because it's we have reached the five year point plus, and it's just one of the stupidest things. Especially, they would just do it to people who weren't even involved.
Well, I told you, I completely ignored it for the first 4 years, and the only time it's ever got under my skin is the booing stuff. Is recently this year when after a game, and it wasn't even in New York. Who were they playing? Chicago? Was it Chicago? When they had the back to back series against division leaders.
Can't remember. Oh, the Cubs. No, it wasn't the Cubs. That was a home. Those are home series.
So it was a home series. Anyway, they were on the road somewhere, and I didn't notice it during the game, but it was the interview. It was a nationally televised game. They interviewed Jose Altuve afterwards, and the question was, how do you stay focused with all the booing going on every time you're announced?
I was at Dodger Stadium.
There you go, L.A. I mean, that's one of those deals.
Oh,
like,
yeah, that's right.
Like, it's starting to get under my skin again because we're so far removed from it. It's regular season baseball. What are we doing? But it is. It's L.A. Yeah. I think the Rangers would do it. I think the Yankees would do it. I think there's just certain parts of the country where that's just in their DNA to do that.
But at least some of those are you know, those are rivals that you can sense. Because I think Yankees players would get booed here. Rangers players would get booed here. But hell, they were doing it in Minnesota. They were doing it anywhere. Like it just became a thing. All right, I threw that question out to Jump. If you missed it last night, the game ended in a 6-6 tie after 9 innings. And I'll be honest, did you know that was a rule? Did you know that would happen?
I had no idea.
Tyler, did you know that would happen?
No clue.
I didn't. I just assumed that a ghost runner would be placed at second base. And they would figure this out. By the way, smart move because there is nobody after old Suarez got hit in a pinky on a pitch 90 something miles an hour, and he was clearly hurting. I know every manager, front office member wanted everybody off the field at that point before somebody gets hurt, and so you didn't want any of this lasting any longer. But what they ended up doing was each side for the National League and the American League got to pick 3 players. Now, the other part to this was, apparently in these All-Star games, some of these cats that start these games off go ahead and end their evening early and bounce. So Aaron Judge.
That even makes it more interesting.
Shohei Ohtani. Everybody was killing Aaron Boone for the 3 he selected. But Cal Raleigh, who had just won it the night before, none of them jokers was there. They had bounced. And so, but anyway, each side picked 3 guys, and everybody got 3 swings, not 3 outs, 3 swings, and whoever hit the most home runs on each side would win. And and Kyle Schwarber of the Phillies ended up going off. He came up as the third hitter for the Phillies, or the second hitter for the Phillies, down 3-1, and he hit all 3 out. And then the guy for the Rays in their last out, their last batter couldn't go deep, and they ended up giving the win to the National League. I'm just wondering if you saw it, how did you feel about that in place of the traditional extra innings?
I did not see it. I did not see it. But to hear you talk about it, it was a big time decision and something the league should look at. So I'm gonna have to go back and check it all out.
But just the thought of it. Someone texting in, love the home run ending to the game. How about adding outfielders for the home run element. Okay, interesting.
Did you see one of the guys in the home run derby did one of the kids out there did right? Yeah,
they counted it.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, Junior was all over it. They had $1 million on the line. He was all over it. Afternoon, I would love the home run derby swing off in regular games. Also incorporate the pitcher's challenge immediately. That was also cool to see last night. I think there were 4 times pitches were challenged, and I think 3 or 4 were overturned immediately. And one of them was to end the 9th for the National League. They called it a ball, and they reviewed it, and it was a strike. It ended the inning. Major League Baseball to me, and I know Tyler is saying it was gimmicky, and I think there are a lot of people. I saw a lot of people who were having some issues with it, like, this isn't real baseball. I heard Chris Russo, Mad Dog Russo, going off earlier. I will just say, that was one of the few times, fellas, that I was thoroughly invested and into baseball that didn't have to do with the team that I either root for or cover. Like
in a fight.
You know what I mean? And I'm into it. Like, when I say that, like, the unique times of Sunday night football that doesn't involve any team that you care about, but I'm into the game. I'm into Bills Ravens on Sunday night football. There aren't many moments that baseball creates like that, and that was one of them. And honest to God, there aren't many times that baseball creates we're the national story that doesn't have to do with, oh, there's a brawl or a fight or a scandal. This was on the field. Damn, I'm into it. And the buzz around the ballpark, the players, they were all lined up out of the ones that were still there, all lined up out of the dugout, and they were into it. And I'm just like, whoa. Like, they have stumbled upon something that meets all the elements that baseball struggles with. It was fast-paced. It was you could see the pressure in it. There were stakes involved, and it's just the All-Star game. I mean, I don't know if they're not, as I said before the crosstalk, if Rob Manfred or whoever's going to take over for him aren't having some kind of conversations of, is this something that we can implore more than just for the All-Star game? Is this something that we can do more of? Because I didn't really see a lot of people that they should care about that didn't love it.
Yeah, Ron, I'm with you. It brings the question, and Lopez obviously brought it up, is how do you build off of it, right? How do you not let it die on the vine? I'm going to tell you, man, I don't know about messing around more than they already do with regular season baseball, which obviously has playoff implications. But I'm going to tell you what I'd like to see. I'd like to see a team home run derby.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Pick four or five teams, or maybe even however you want to do it.
We're talking about the home run derby as a whole.
Home run derby as a whole, but instead of just finding, really, let's be honest, they found about five or six guys that could actually compete for a home run derby. Play that style of baseball, that style of competition, but with three hitters from the Astros, three hitters from the Yankees, and you have a team approach to a home run derby. Now that would an event would be cool. I don't know that I can get down. I can't quite get there yet.
I talked myself into it pretty good last night.
I would enjoy it. You talking about ending regular season ties like
Tyler,
that?
Tyler, I started with regular season. I don't want to see it in the postseason. Then I thought, man, I'm just thinking some of the classic extra inning games that we've seen. Like I'm thinking, like for me, I didn't need them 19 innings that the Astros played against the Braves.
18, what, but I hear you.
18, it felt like it was 20.
Shout out Chris Burke.
To me, I was thinking to myself, or that series the Yankees and the Red Sox had, if we'd have said, let's line up Ortiz and Manny Ramirez and somebody else against A-Rod and, you know, Posada, whoever. Like, that would have been intense. That would have been,
it's nasty.
It is nasty, intense, it's pressure, and it's strategy. Like, depending on who you got, like, you might be all right with, let's play for extras. Let's play for the derby part of it. All right? And it, especially if you had to keep folks in the game, like, if it had to be people who were there, now there's strategy in.
In the ninth inning, how do you play the ninth
like,
inning?
Like, am I really going to replace, you know,
Jordan Alvarez.
Jordan or Altuve for defensive replacements just in case this sucker goes to extras.
We saw that in the game we were at. Altuve pulled in that late inning for defensive purposes.
By the way,
now
Altuve
you're tying, you
easily
don't have Altuve.
Would, Altuve would easily be one of the people that I would run out there.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially in this ballpark. I mean, he feels like he knows all the angles of how to hit this thing.
Man.
I know they've already started the hokiness. They've already started the gimmicky.
I want to get rid of all of it. Like, I don't want to go further into it. And for the record, I'm good with the way this played out and this swing-off thing in something like an exhibition game like the All-Star game. I'm totally fine with that. That's cool, whatever.
I'm ready to go.
But the games that count, the games of one of 162 each year, I don't need that gimmicky crap deciding ball games for me. Yeah, that's just me.
I don't know.
I could be talked into it.
Like, we could say it's gimmicky, but like, or its growth, give it 3-4 years. That kickoff stuff's not going to feel gimmicky anymore.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.